that you can focus yourself into the direction of your source energy.
Okay, so, thank you.
Before you go, we want to say to you, you wrap that back around in a very nice way because you said, I want to know how I can help others. And so we gave you a very clear definition of helping others by identifying what you want for them and then focusing upon them. And then you brought the question full circle as you said, but how do I know I'm following my path? And this is a thing that's so interesting with so many because almost everybody thinks that there's something outside of them that's going to tell them. And that tells us that you haven't really heard the story that we've been telling today yet. And so we're going to tell it to you again. You are non-physical energy, and you stood in this non-physical realm making the decision that you would come forth not into this defective earth experience, but into this contrasting, perfectly balanced, contrasting, a lot of variety, leading edge, time-space reality. And you said, I'm so eager to go because from all that is there, I will come to new conclusions and preferences. And when one of those is born within me, which there'll be hundreds, if not thousands of them every single day, when one of those is born within me, it will emanate from me vibrationally, just as I have emanated here vibrationally. It will emanate from me vibrationally, and the universe will expand because of my experience. I will literally, as non-physical energy in human form, become more because of what I'm living. And in the moment that I vibrationally become more, the part of me that is non-physical, the part of me that set me forth here, the part of me that has preceded me before my physical, now from my physical precedes me still further and bees the expanded, advanced announcement of that which I am. Ask and it is given. And then that source energy part of you stands in that evolved place and calls you toward it. Don't you love knowing that? And now that you know that, and you know how it feels when you move in that direction and how it feels when you don't move in that direction, haven't you just become reacquainted with your guidance? And is there now never a question what my purpose is? And was there ever one purpose that was pre-assigned? Were you preordained? Is there a destiny? Or was your intention to come forth and live and create and prosper and thrive and decide and conclude and come into alignment? In other words, you are an eternal being, you see. Your path is not narrow and straight. It is flexible and fluid and expanding and delicious, you see. Jerry and Esther, as they're traveling about with their navigational systems, wouldn't it be interesting if Magellan or Garmin is their new favorite, decided to be very helpful and give them 10 different maps of where 10 different people are and 10 different maps of where 10 different people want to be and gave it all to them at once? It would be absolutely chaotic. Even as it is, one day Esther brought Garmin from the tow car, portable, plugged it into the monster bus. Pioneer is already calculated in the monster bus, and she programmed two different systems from where they were to the same destination. And now they are leaving San Diego, and they're on their way out across the desert. And there is this place that almost every time they've come to it, Esther will say, this looks familiar, this looks familiar, this looks familiar. And then Jerry will say, does turning the monster bus down underneath this freeway look familiar to you? Because they keep doing the same thing wrong every time. So now Esther is determined this time she's going to get it right because now she has two navigational systems programmed to get her out of the city. And so Jerry is back doing whatever he's doing, and Esther's driving along feeling all confident because both systems are programmed. How can I go wrong? And then she comes to this particular juncture, and Garmin says, get in the right-hand lane and take this road. And Pioneer says, get in the left-hand lane and take this road. And we watched her indecision to the point that we thought that she was going to hit the bridge abutment. And then we said to Esther, pick one, pick one, pick one. And the thing that we're wanting you to understand, we're wanting you to feel that there is within you, in other words, that does not happen to you when you acquaint yourself with the guidance that is within you. There is not, your guidance system won't give you that feeling of confusion.